how can the company with $13 billion in revenues make $1.4 trillion of spend commitments? You know, and you've heard the criticism,
First
Sam.
Of all, we're doing well more revenue than that. Second of all, Brad, if you want to sell your shares, I'll find you a buyer. I think there's a lot of people who would love to buy OpenAI shares. I don't think you would.
Including myself.
People who talk with a lot of like breathless concern about our compute stuff or whatever, that would be thrilled to buy shares. So I think we could sell, you know, your shares or anybody else's to some of the people who are making the most noise on Twitter, whatever, about this very quickly. We do plan for revenue to grow steeply. Revenue is growing steeply. We are taking a forward bet that it's going to continue to grow, and that not only will ChatGPT keep growing, but we will be able to become one of the important AI clouds, that our consumer device business will be a significant and important thing, that AI that can automate science will create huge value. So, you know, there are not many times that I want to be a public company, but one of the rare times it's appealing is when those people are writing these ridiculous, OpenAI is about to go out of business and, you know, whatever. I would love to tell them they could just short the stock, and I would love to see them get burned on that. We carefully plan. We understand where the technology, where the capability is going to go and how the products we can build around that and the revenue we can generate. We might screw it up. Like, this is the bet that we're making, and we're taking a risk along with that.